Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berger reaches second base with a double. Pitlock moves to third. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Berger scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearson moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearson moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pearson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearson scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-2 in the game. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Werber moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dahlgren moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Werber scores. Dahlgren moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. Dahlgren scores. Farrell moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Almada goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Cronin scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berger strikes out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Farrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-3 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Reynolds moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Dahlgren moves to third. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Williams moves to third. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Abright pinch hits for Clint Brown. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.